Morning Watch, Day 4. The factor of the church being in the triune God, the local churches being the expression of the body of Christ, and the believers practicing the church life in the consciousness of the body. Week 3. Related verses. Ephesians 4:4. One body and one spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually. Ephesians 1:23. Which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Revelation 22:16a. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. Romans 16:17. Now I exhort you, brothers, to mark those who make divisions and causes of stumbling contrary to the teaching which you have learned, and turn away from them. 1 Corinthians 12:12-13, 18-24. For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. For also in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we're all given to drink one spirit. But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, even as he willed. But our comely members have no need, but God has blended the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member that lacked. Related reading. All the local churches constitute the one body of Christ. In Matthew 16:18, the church is singular, indicating the universal church. But in the Acts and the Epistles, a number of times the Bible says the churches. The Bible can refer first to one church and then to many churches, because the one church, the universal church, is the totality of all the churches, and all the churches are local constituents of the one universal church. We need to consider what the genuine ground of the church is. The ground denotes the site on which a building is built. The church has spread to many nations in Europe, North and South America, Africa, and Asia. In all the different nations, the church is built upon the proper ground. The proper ground for the building of the church is the ground of locality. The church is now being built in Seoul, Korea. Thus, the city of Seoul has become its ground. We may say that there are many churches, yet the many churches are still just one church. Locally speaking, we are in many churches, but universally speaking, we are all in one church. Are you in the local churches, or are you in the universal church? It is wise to answer, I am in the universal church by being in a local church. We are not in the Roman church, the British church, the American church, or the Korean church. We are in the universal church by being in the local churches. Since we are now in the city of Seoul, we should say that we are in the universal church by being in the church in Seoul. Although my wife and I reside in Anaheim, we should remember that during our stay with the saints in Seoul, we are not in the church in Anaheim, but in the church in Seoul. You are a member of the universal church, which Jesus Christ is building, by being a member of a proper local church. While we are in Seoul, we are members of the universal church by being members of the church in Seoul. This is the proper practice of the church. As long as we are members of a proper local church, we are members of the churches universally. The ground of the church should not be merely local. It should also be universal. Locally, the ground of the church is the ground of locality. Universally, the ground of the church is the genuine oneness. Christ has only one body. The oneness of Christ's body is the universal ground of the church. Suppose all the local churches in Korea are one with each other, but are not one with the churches in other continents. If this were the case, the churches in Korea may have the local ground, the ground of locality, but they would not have the universal ground, the ground of the oneness of the body. In the entire universe, Christ has only one body. All the local churches in the six continents, in North America and South America, in Europe and Africa, in Australia and in Asia, are one body. This is the universal ground of the genuine oneness. The churches in England may say to the churches in Germany, "We are the churches in England, and you are the churches in Germany. Therefore, don't bother us." Locally, they may be right, but universally, they are wrong. They may keep the local oneness, but they destroy the universal oneness. Locally, the ground of the church is the ground of locality, and universally, the ground of the church is the oneness of the universal body of Christ. Hence, there is the local aspect of oneness, and there is also the universal aspect of oneness.